Yeah, this is a big story. This is a real big story. Michael Sam, who is an excellent football player, was talking to ESPN's Chris Connolly and said,
you know, some people don't see gay people playing in sports, but you know, it's, Chris, it is what it is. I'm happy with who I am. I know how to play the game. I'm a football player, and that's all that matters. I'm not afraid of who I am. I'm not afraid to tell the world of who I am. I'm Michael Sam. I'm a college graduate. I'm African-American, and I'm gay.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not saying he's a hero, but it is courageous.
Right.
Especially in a contact sport. And ESPN is wrong. We keep showing the 7 footage of him tackling some cat from behind.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody's trying to be funny or not.
Well, you know what? Someone's going to have a problem. He's defensive end. He plays the defensive end, so he's going to be making tackles. But he's an All-American, AP's SEC Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. He's going to get a job.
Top 10 pick.
And let me just say this. I think it's really great. I think it's time because there are a lot of NFL players that are hiding, you know, that are gay.
Right.
NBA, a lot of professional athletes that are
right.
gay.
And the thing with Jason Collins.
You should see these comments. Jason Collins.
He came at the end, though. And this guy is coming at the beginning. So, you know.
Well, it's a different time. Maybe at the beginning of Jason Collins' career, he didn't feel like he would be accepted.
But he wasn't actually playing when he came out. Yeah. He wasn't with the team.
He wasn't with the team.
A little different.
This guy, if he's not drafted, they're saying he's like a fourth rounder.
Top 10. I'm going to go way. Top 10.
Yeah, but somebody said he might slip to a fourth rounder.
No, that would
be because of this? Because of this? You think he could?
You never know. You know, but you should see the comments online.
People are brutal.
Calling him F and all that. It's bad.
All kinds of slurs.
But people just like to say stuff just to be nasty.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. I mean, I admire the young man's courage, like you said, but I still wonder why. I mean, if that's just his own personal reasoning, I guess he has his own personal reasonings for doing it. But I mean, he's definitely a hell of a player.
He could have waited until after the.
Yeah, I mean, he just cost himself millions because I mean, he is in the SEC. It's the toughest league in college. I mean,
he's a bad dude.
And he's going to get a job, like you said. But you're talking about potentially being a top 10 pick versus teams with their insecurities
his teammates. From Missouri, they
already knew. He already
since
came
August,
out.
Since August, they rolled.
So he had to tell because once the NFL, they vetted, you know, they vet draft picks, it would have came out. So he probably was like, I got to come out now.
And the guy said, like, where is he going to shower? Let me just tell you guys something, okay? I'm a straight male. I don't think every gay man wants me.
Right.
Because, look, I got a belly. I'm knock-kneed. I'm pigeon-toed.
Right.
To automatically assume just because a man is gay that he wants you,
right?
It's just like if there's a woman that you see and you're not attracted to her, it's not going to happen.
I work with three men. We don't want.
No. We vomit in our mouth all the time thinking about that.
But not, I ain't going all y'all to say all that.
But the whole point that I'm trying to make is, and I thought he made a really valid point in his interview. He was saying, you know, we're looked upon as we're predators. You know, he's going to look at my butt.
Oh, he wants to touch me.
There's a lot of guys that are straight are probably looking at your butt.
Yeah, but did he have to come out? Can't this just be your business, private?
I wonder that too, Sue.
One day it can be.
Right.
But not now.
But that's the thing about it. It would have come out because once the NFL, you know NFL security, they study these draft picks to make sure they're not wasting money.
Well, he's and big enough came to, out. To take care of it. If somebody trying to go left at him, it's going to be a problem. Oh, I think he can handle them. Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Yo, I'm saying this is how I feel like I don't know if he should have came out right now. Like he's out in college. That's the whole thing. The college life is completely different than the NFL. In college, you got people that are more tolerant. You go to the NFL, you still got old dudes in there, man. That just
but you
don't
know what?
Understand that people.
The scouts knew already. The scouts already knew. You know that's
yeah.
the big
oh,
thing.
Oh yeah, I'm sure the scouts knew because his team knew.
Right, and because he admitted it last year to his Missouri teammates.
Yeah, in August.
You're right. And they embraced him and said, hey, this dude's a leader.
Cool. Tweet, tweet.
So Yankee Tooth says other players will use his ammunition to get him upset on the field. It will be easier for a cheerleader to come out. Let's see. Little Sharky says they should be. It's 2014. Damn it. They should be okay with it. And Not Trying to Be Rude says when gay people come out, we're forcing our sexuality on people. If we don't, we're on the DL or we're outed. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Because here's the problem. It is not readily accepted, you know, and that's the big issue. Because, you know, Super, I hear where you're coming from. Why do you have to come out anyway? Do I have to come on the radio and announce, hey, I'm straight like I just did?
Right.
in order to make a point.
No.
Well, because the way we are, the way our society is, I have to do that right
We're
now.
We're labels. That's why I have to know that you're black.
Right.
We have to know somebody else is white.
Right.
It's just what it is.
But what are you?
Yeah.
And you got to get in front of the story. You can't let someone else come out with it.
Well, Dave the Dude says he wasn't a top 10 pick even without coming out of the closet. Who cares if he's gay? Why is coming out a big deal? Is he attention seeking? Is this an attention seeking?
Because you know what? Maybe his agent said, hey, listen, you're going to have to do it because they know.
Maybe it could be attention seeking, though. Who I had never heard of him.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. That's some attention you really don't want.
I don't know.
I don't know. People are calling him a hero. Cool now.
Yeah, people are calling him a hero.
Good morning. Hello. The hero's a bit far. Courageous, yes. Hero. Yeah, heroes are in Afghanistan and other parts of the world.
Sure.
In
harm's way. Police officers.
Okay, yeah, just so y'all know. Nurses, teachers. Let's not draw that comparison.
Hero.
All right.
I'm just telling
Good morning. Hello.
What's going on, y'all?
What's happening? Your comment, please.
Well, real quick. Listen, because I talk to a lot of different people in this whole situation. Man, I'm just keep going. To me, it's nobody's business. That man should have went on and kept it to himself. It's nobody's business. What you do in your bedroom, that's your business. Coming out to me, all you person you got to come out to is your wife and kids, your immediate family, because that's the only person you affect. Him coming out does not affect my life. It don't affect your life. To me, he should have kept it to himself so they don't even hurt him in his pockets right now.
All right.
Why are you so mad if it don't bother you?
Good morning. Hello.
Sounds so angry if you're not. If it don't matter to you.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Now, I've got friends that are gay, and the toll that takes on them to keep that quiet and not tell anybody, it really stresses them out and puts a toll on their life. You know, they're sitting there with that secret, and, you know, they want to tell people, but they don't know how people are going to react.
Well, you know what?
Them.
There's a lot of homophobic guys that are playing in the NFL.
That's true.
And the people that scream the loudest usually are
suspect, on the same team?
Suspect.
You think so?
Oh, man. It just seems that, you know, because they want to do that misdirection thing.
Hmm.
They're screaming and complaining, where am I going to shower now?
Right.
Come on now. I mean, it's like, to me, it's 2014, y'all.
But my thing is this. Tell your teammates. Tell anybody in your locker room. Tell your coaches. Let everybody know. But I don't know if everyone needs to
then
know.
Then why do they need to know?
But because you play with them. You should be honest. Your team.
Well, here's
the
thing.
You like one.
Here's what the NFL wants. Hey, it's okay, especially teams, it's okay to be gay. Just don't be an activist about it. Because that's, you know, it's not really, and it's really not a place in sports to sit up and like every time there's a press conference.
Right.
You got to tell, by the way, I'm gay and I just had 3 tackles today because I'm gay. You know, we don't want that.
Right.
You know, and he said who he is. Now let's play the game.
But he may be forced to do it. You know, like Albert said, you don't want someone else like breaking the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Michael Sam, he's gay.
Yeah. No. And you guys can tweet us at Russ Parr Show, or you can email me at emailrussparr@gmail.com. Get your comments in. I'll read them.